Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, send
that
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send that Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send that Shalom.
You have massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
Shabbat Shalom, send that
Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom, send
that
Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom,
send
that Shalom. You have massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes, I wanna hear it, say yes.
And do it wrong shall be spanked with many strides. When the heathen come, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
them
burn.
Will never be friends.
Fire
you
burn.
Know why? You know why? Yes. Them of the heart of a pagan. Your children of the heart of a lion, I know. Evil are moved with Satan. Righteous trod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them of the heart of demons. The children of the heart of a lion, I know.
Shabbat Shalom, send it
Shalom.
עובדה שכל מי שאוהב את השבת, אין ספק זהו יום מיוחד. מצווה גדולה בשבת להיות בשמחה. שמור וזכור שהיא מקור הברכה.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
des regards. כן ישנם שמנסים את השבת לשמור אך אם כל יפקי החול לא הצליחו לגמור כולנו עדיין עמוק בתאבות והם לא מסוגלים בלי ללכת לעבוד מלל עבורם שיהיו בשמחה להם אחרי הכל מגיע יום מנוחה להחליף את האנרגיה והתחדש שבת זהו יום שכולך מתחדש אז עזוב אותי בבעבי לא בשביל קופרש את כל המחשבות על הכסף לגרש לזרוק את כל הבורסה מפנים במדד עזוב את השטויות ובוא תשמור איתי שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת קח את הזמן ותרגע לאט לאט שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת שומר שבת אמרתי שומר שבת קח את הזמן ותרגע
Today's daily song, we have song, we have song.
Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them. And redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the land. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness, unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
His foundation is in the Hula Mountain.
My God, it's full of stars. My God,
It's full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of
shelter. Whoa, whoa. The Lord provides the food and also the shelter. The Lord guide and protect me each and every hour. Whoa, whoa. The Lord guide and protect me each and every hour. And that's why I say, na 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 na. Who is gonna help me praise Jehovah? Na 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 na. Who is gonna help me praise Jehovah? Lord God, maker of all mankind, I'm gonna praise Him all time. Whoa, I'm gonna kneel and praise Him all time. 'Cause under His precious wing, that's where He keep me. Whoa, whoa. Under His precious wing, that's where He protect me. He keep on guide me from my enemy. Whoa, He always guide me from my enemy. And that's why I say, la 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 la. Who is gonna help me praise Jehovah? La 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 na 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 na. You better praise Jehovah. Whoa, you better praise the Lord, the maker of all mankind. Whoa, whoa, the ruler of the longest time. He's the ruler of the longest time. You better praise Him all time. Whoa, whoa. Na 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 na. Oh, He's gonna help me, praise Jehovah. Whoa, who is gonna help me come, hey, praise Jehovah. Whoa, my brothers and my sisters, come together. Whoa, let's kneel and pray, praise Jehovah, maker of all mankind, the maker of the beasts and the cattle, the maker of all mankind. And He's the ruler of the sunshine, moonshine, rainfall, the ruler of all things. He's the master of all things. So na 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 na. Who is gonna help me praise Jehovah? Na 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 na. Who is gonna help me praise Jehovah? Who is gonna help me? I'd like to see you come, come on and help me. Whoa, whoa. Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, brothers and sisters, you better form and help me. Come as one, form and help me. And that's why you're sick. Na 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 na.
I will never ever be alone. closest friend, Jaja King, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, Jehovah. Shall prosper, you keep me safe, providing for me, you shield me, Jaja, heal me, Jaja, free me, Jaja, you're my closest friend, Jaja, king, Jaja, you are everything, so I sing, oh yeah.
Oh,
be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yah provide for them, they don't have to worry.
He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you.
Open up your heart, open up your
open
mind.
Open up your mind.
Open up your heart, you'll be sure
you'll
to
be
find.
Sure to find. Yeah, he reigns.
Yeah, he reigns.
He'll show up, make a way. Yeah, he reigns.
Yeah,
he reigns. Suffers the righteous to hunger. Lead me beside still waters. Even in the presence of my enemies. Blessings, so many blessings. Even in the shadow of death, I will not fear.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in
unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
Thank you. מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור, ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך ומעשה ידיך הרנן. מה גדלו מעשיך אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד. ואתה מרום לעולם אדוני. כי הנה אויביך אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם כרמי, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
Today's daily psalm, the Kof Wow, or the Kof Lav, as some would say, or Kof Wow, the Kof Wow psalm, Psalm CVI, Psalm 106. And here we have a theme of national infidelity, noticing the theme of the psalms in this Shabuah, in this season, the previous psalms. And here we are at national infidelity, unfaithfulness. And it's interesting as to how Hashem, how Adonai, how he likens infidelity as a relationship with I and I and to our people as a relationship of a man with his Isha, right? Ishato, you know, his wife, his woman, and she being unfaithful to he. This is the relationship of us, right, as his people, right? And speaking about the soul from that perspective, we get to see the soul of the people, right? The soul of Jah people, the feminine in the sense of the soul, we are his bait in that relationship with him being the master, with him being the boss, him being Ha'adon, Adonai, Adonai, Jah, Ras, the far, the Rosh, the Ras, the head. So that unfaithfulness, that national infidelity, and we can't help but call into mind the godless and creeping coup against his divine majesty, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Naum Yahuwah. It's an oracle. So that prophetic oracle in here of today's daily psalm, the Kof Wow, or the Kof Vav, the Kof Wow psalm, the 106 psalm. Now it's interesting because we have a rather lengthy psalm. I think it's good to, of course, to study to shew thyself approved to Ha-Elohim as a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, right? To study to shew ourself approved. You know, the study, the reading, the reasoning, and also, right, that silent prayer, you know, that quiet, that meditation time, right? It's like an investment, like putting money in the bank, that kesef, right? Putting that money in the bank is as putting that word so that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, His Spirit can testify of our spirit and call the heart and mind in the right eye with the right time, that word, upon investment, right? To love Him with all of our heart, our soul, and our might, right? So here in today's daily psalm, it says, agreement is general that this psalm, today's mizmor, today's chant intonation, is a sequel to the preceding. So today's psalm is a sequel to the 105th psalm, to the preceding psalm. So here in studying the Sefer Tehillim, is very good for I and I to get that order, right, to recognize that order, you know, and that pattern, as they say, pattern recognition. So the previous psalm, the Kof Hei psalm, the CV psalm, 105, was thanksgiving to Elohim, to Egeziaveh, the sustainer, the good, the generous Av, Father, for his past acts, for his past acts. So here we have a sequel in today's psalm, the Kof Wav, Kof Wav psalm, 106, composed by the same psalmist. Now, it's interesting, we don't have a superscription on today's daily psalmist theme. They, hallelujah, 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 the elilta, the elilta, the exaltation in that word sound of the the elilta, the hallelujah, we have the tehillim, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all of y'all, it's a command. Hallelujah, hallelujah, exalt. Right, in that sense, a big up. He who be, we be, is divine majesty in today's daily psalm. So after reviewing the early history, right, the narrative, the history of Yisrael, right, the man that sees the true good, the true God, Yisrael, Yasharel, the upright of the true good, the true God, the one who wrestles, right, with Elohim and prevails with Elohim and with man, that sign of the true cross. So after reviewing the early history of Yisrael, of Israel, to demonstrate Yah's faithfulness to his covenant, he makes another retrospect. So we have a retrospective view in today's daily psalm for the purpose of bringing into prominence how often had been Yisrael's disloyalty to his divine majesty and the dire consequences which ensued. We even have testimony of it in these latter days and time, that disloyalty to his divine majesty, even the previous psalms, right, in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we had the ain't right Israelites with Shaul, right, hunting after Dawid and the righteous, right? So we have that northern kingdom of the Israelites, the discernment, discrimination is so very important. Discernment, having our senses exercised to discern good and evil, right? So what is the difference between we, the black Jews, or the lion of the tribe of Judah, and the northern tribes, the Israelites, right? And Shaul's persecution of Dawid, and these ain't right black Hebrews and Hebrewsites persecuting I and I Rastafari. Well, we have to look at the nature of who we're speaking of, right? So it's interesting in looking at the Israelites, the northern 10 tribes, right? And then the southern kingdom, Yehuda or Judah, right? So we have David, Dawid, and even the greater David, the greater son, right? Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, that Judah kingdom, right? And now here we're looking at Israel. Now how do we get here, right? So taking that retrospect, right, that retrospect for the purpose of bringing to prominence how often had been Yisrael's, and we can expand this according to the prophetic word, Ethiopia, Israel's disloyalty and the dire consequences which ensued. Quote, surely never but in Yisrael has patriotism, now here this is a quote, hear this, it says, surely never but in Israel has patriotism chosen a nation's sins, a nation's uckeries. Right, the fornication of the crown king, the fornication, the falling short, the missing the mark, the forfeiture, the chatiyat, the nation's uckeries, fuckeries. Right, never has chosen a nation's uckeries for the themes of a song. Never before. Right, never. Only in Yisrael. Right, so many people say, oh, woo, 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 and talk about the Bible and the scriptures, and but look at this: the good, the bad, and the ugly. And here we have never before had Only among Israel, only among Jah people, has a nation's ukeries, shortcomings. Right? See, this is how we know the Hebrew, the so-called Negro, right, the once lost, now found. Because never before has patriotism chosen a nation's ukeries for the theme, right, for the theme of a song and a psalm, as we have even in today's daily psalm, for the returned exiles. The returned exile, repatriation, returning to the Father is a must, right? Returning to the Father is a must. Right? You have to let go of your anger. Stop playing yourself. Stop trying to play God. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. Forgive your parents. Return to the Father, B'Shem Yeshua. Right? So we have that return of the exiles, the once lost, now found, being gathered in together, together. The return of the exiles. For the return of the exiles, it was a salutary theme. So for those who are about true repatriation, the King's Highway and Yahweh, Truth and Life, check this. For the returned exiles, this was a salutary. This was the greeting. This was the theme. Right? This is I and I meditation. It's a salutary theme because it emphasized the thought that the welfare, the shalom, the salam, the tena, even the tena is telling, the shalom, the welfare of the people fearing well, dehna, fearing well, would be determined by their obedience, their shema'a Yisrael, shema'uli, samunye, by their obedience, or contrary and vis-a-vis their disobedience, they're not giving ear to hear to Jah's will. To he who be who he be, his divine majesty's will. To Kedemah, we highlight the Abba Father's will. So this is an important theme for us, especially as the church of the firstborn of a new name, right? That precious name, that new name, Ras Teferi, Ras Tefari, yes I, the will. See, this is the key of that new relationship and of the true Ras Tefari brotherhood and sistership and the mothership, right, of who is my brother? And my mother, who is my brother and mother? The same that shall seek to do the will of Abba Father, Shabbat Shemaim, Abu Nazar Esamayat. The same is my brother and sister, he included, and mother, new relationships, right? The will of the Father, the Father's will. So now we have verses. This is what I noticed was interesting. I'm looking at the psalm. I'm saying, we could ride up and go through a verse-by-verse study, right? Some of it that I'm familiar with. But here we give, you know, opportunity in I and I study the daily psalms, chant a psalm. Study and chant a psalm a day. This is how we're going to say. Study and chant a psalm a day. Right? We say chant, mean word, sound. Right? Well, let's get into the study of this. It's so interesting to study Teshuva and I self-approve. Right? Because the word says to study, right? And yes, the Holy Spirit is the key. This is why ye must be born again from above. You got to let go of the anger, overcome that anger. There's a lot of themes here that's interesting, even with the Torah portion, reading and feeding, even in the season, even with Yosef, even with Joseph in the season that we are in, right? And even concerning, you know, the brothers. So it goes through the entire narrative. And for just a kind of a first word, focus on the first maybe five or six verses, and then the last two verses, and just give a summary right here in the intro of today's psalm, the Kof Wow Psalm, National Infidelity. We have verses 1, 47, and 48, which are quoted in First Chronicles 16, verses 34 and 6. Now, what I was noticing as I was going over the Psalms, I started to see there were certain thematic sections of the Psalm. And I looked through it, and even going over in my own study, but bringing forward for the item here on the ear and the eye for this time and this season, what we're going to seek to do is to look at First Chronicles chapter 16. And here, verses 34 to 36, it reads, "Oh, give thanks to Hashem." Right, to the name, to he who be, who ye be. Oh, give thanks to his divine majesty, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, say y'all, save us, O God, O Elohim, O source, true good, true God, of our salvation, of our victory. And gather us together, and deliver us, from the heathen. Take note, from the goyim, from the nations. The international, the mixed-up movement, who we are people chosen, right? That we may give thanks, the Torah, the Hodah, the Torah, right? The stretching forth our hands, the true good, the true God, to thy holy name, the holy name, and glory in thy praise, in the Isis, right? In the praise, in the Mishkan, the Torah, the gratitude, right? The graciousness. Blessed be Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Blessed be he who be, we be, Yod Hey Weh Hey. Blessed be the Lord, God of Yisrael. Hey, Yisrael, the Elohim, the true good of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, right? Forever, forever and ever, for Ivor and Ivor. And all the people say, Amen. And praise the Yahweh, praise Yah, hallelujah. Now, what we have that's so interesting right here is just going over some of the notes. Well, I'm going to zoom in on these particular notes here. At verse 47, the concluding prayer. This prayer is a point to which the long confession of national sin, national uckery, right? The national uckery, a fuckery. Yes, it's not a pleasant word, but it's not cursing. It's not swearing. It's speaking of sin. Right? That's what sin is right there. National uckery, right? The fuckery, the national uckery of the once lost, now found, the Hebrew so-called N-word, right? The children of the Ethiopian, the children of Israel. From verse 6 onward has been leading up. This is the verse. This is the point. So we have verse 6, first six verses. Then we come to verse 47. We have sinned. We have ucked up. We have fallen short, forfeiture, fallen short of the glory, missed the mark. Often and grievously, we are bearing the just punishment of our uckery, of our falling short. So when we look at black people, not all, but we're talking about the state of job people, the black and the brown once lost, now found, have ucked up, have fallen short, even from, 60, right, 40 to 60, 60 to 70 years ago. Look at the state of black people in this North Country, prophecy. But we confess, we have to confess our guilt, that guiltiness that rests on so many ones and one's consciousness, like the brothers of Yosef. Joseph's brothers, the sons of Jacob, the patriarchs of Israel, were hateful, right, were envious, were jealous, got murderous intent, the devil was upon them, right? They had virtually lost their soul that they wanted to kill and murder their brother Yosef, Joseph, right, and eventually sold him into slavery, right? So what these ain't right Israelites are talking about, see, this shows the nature of our people, if we want to see and recognize the truth. But here we must confess I and I guilt, that guiltiness, right? Words, sound, power, that admit the truth. Thy loving kindness, O he who be, we be thy father's father, O father of the house. Thy loving kindness is inexhaustible. Once more, this brings us, you bring us to our own land. This is what the psalmist, this is what the children of Israel, even these latter days in time, is saying. Repatriation is a must. Returning to the Father is a must. Bringing us to our own land by first bringing us, returning us to that way of thinking, that Christ-mindedness, returning us to the Father, bringing us, and then bringing us to our own land, that we, I and I, may fulfill the purpose of our calling. All things work together for the good of those, right, who love mine, who love Elohim, who love the true good, the true God, and who are called according to his purpose, right, for the purpose of our calling. Then we have a concluding part, right, the conclusion here is the end of book four. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 104, the Kof Vav, Kof Vav, is the concluding psalm of the fourth book of the five books of the Psalter, the five books of the Psalms of David, the Sefer Tehillim. Very interesting, right? And that all the people, this is peculiar to the ending of this book, and it suggests that the verse was actually included in the recital of the Mizmor, the recital of the chant, and is not an editorial edition. So it's not so much an editorial edition, but it was already included in it. So you have a very beautiful psalm, and it's so interesting to find the reference that we have in First Chronicles, right? David's festal sacrifice. David orders a choir. The Psalm of Thanksgiving. And here in First Chronicles chapter 16, at verses 34 to 36, we have the first verse, the 47th verse, and the 48th verse of today's daily psalm, right? For a kind of an overview summary, right? An overview summary of today's daily psalm. So it's very, very interesting. We have in today's daily psalm even the first 5 to 6 verses. Because right, after we get to say the sixth verse, we get into Yisrael's lack. Their lack of the Haimanot, their lack of the true and the living faith. Let the yea be yea, the nay be nay. Right, the lack of faith that was at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, right, the Red Sea. Right, and then it goes through the different scenes, and each one of them, right, it's almost like a crime scene, the Akri scene analysis over further study among the Hasidim, the Habarim, the disciples. You know, we put that on the Bima, you know, on the Shulchan Aruch for one-to-one for more study. But just right here, just looking at a couple of the basics, you know, first five verses, the introductory praise and the prayers, liturgical, right here, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, right here to today's daily psalm. Hallelujah. Hodu la Yehovah, la Yehovah, kito, ki ale olam, le olam hasido. Hodu la Yehovah, la Yehovah, la Yehovah. Hodu, give thanks, hodu, y'all, to la Yehovah, la Yehovah, to he who be, we be, to Jah, Jehovah, kito, for he is good, ki ale olam. And for forever, hasido, hasido, and forever is his mercy. His mercy endure, hasido, his chesed, Jah love, Jah true love. That true love endure forever, forever. Jah Jah, give I and I true love, true love. Me not search no, 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 me not search.
Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgat his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgat God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen, and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise,
in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise, in thy praise.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. From everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
And hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof, Wow. Psalm 106, today's daily psalm. And here, 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 a Midrash, a study on Mizmor Kof, Wow, Mizmor Kof, Wow. Hallelujah, Hodu La Yahuwah, Kito. Ki le'olam chasto, mi yimalel gvorot Yahuwah. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye, Yah, hallelujah. Hodu, give thanks. Hodu, give thanks, y'all. La Yahuwah, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be. Kito, for good. Kito, for he is good. Hodu, La Yahuwah, Kito, ki le'olam hasto, for his mercy endureth forever. Ki, for le'olam, forever, ki le'olam chasto, for forever his mercy chasto, endureth forever. Mi yimalel gevrot Yahuwah, who can express yimalel? Who can express gevurot, modern Hebrew, gevurot, ancient pointing, gevurot. Who can express gevurot, the gebura, the mighty acts, gevurot Yahuwah, mi yimalel gevurot Yahuwah. Who can express the mighty acts of Jehovah? Hallelujah. Hodu la Yahuwah kito, ki le'olam chasto. Mi yimalel gevurot Yahuwah. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar hakatu, even in Psalm 40. Psalm 40, verse 6. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, that are to I and I word. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah hai nifloteka ua machsheboteka eleinu. Many rabot, many things. Nuff, rabot, nuff, many things, rabot asita, many things the eye has done, ata, rabot asita, ata, the eye, thee, speaking to he who be, we be you, the eye, ata, rabot asita, ata, Yahuwah Elohai. Ata, the I, male, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elohai, highly I, he who be who he be, my power, my Elohim, my highly I, Elohai, Rabot Asita, Ata, Yahuwah Elohai, Nifloteka ua machshepoteka eleinu, even thy wondrous works. Nifloteka, thy wondrous works, Nifloteka, U Machshavoteka, and thy thoughts, U, and Machshavoteka, and thy thoughts, thy Machshavot, thy Hashab, thy thoughts, Eleinu, towards us, towards I and I. What is meant by the words, many, rabot, are thy wonderful works, rabot, niflotecha, the I, male, wondrous works, the eyes, niflot, Nifloteka. What is meant by the words rabot, nifloteka? They mean that every day, thou, the I, male, doest for us, for I and I, miracles and wonderful works of that no man knows. Then who does know? Thou, O Jehovah, Ata, Yahuwah, Elohai, highly I. Rav Eleazar ben Padat said, mark that it is written, even in Psalm 136, Hebraically the fourth verse, it is written, to him who alone doeth great wonders. Le'ose nifloota gedolot levado. To him who alone levado. Levado. To him who alone doeth great wonders. Le'ose. Le for ose. Ose. Ose the doer. Nifalaot, wonders, Niflaot, Gedolot, big, great, Niflaot, Gedolot, who doeth great wonders, Le'ose, Niflaot, Gedolot, Levado, Lebado, alone, Ein Od, Melvado. That is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true power, alone, Levado, alone he knows the great wonders he does. The latter verse in Psalm 136, Hebraically the 13th verse, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow, Kof Lamed Vav, Psalm 136, the latter verse 13, that reads, to him who divided the Red Sea in sunder, to him who divided the Yam Suf, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, in sunder. Le Gozer Yam Sufa Ligzarim, to him who divided. Le Gozer, Le to Gozer, to the divider, to him who divideth. Le Gozer Yam Suf, the Yam, the sea, Suf of reeds, the Red Sea. Le Gozer Yam Suf, Ligzarim, Ligzarim, in sunder. This implies that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el, Ha'el, giving of sustenance, is as great a wonder as the miracle at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etra Bahir, the Eritrean Sea. And here, here, Midrash note, right here, 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 reference here in the Midrash to the previous psalm, to Psalm 89, the second section, the second perek, Psalm 89 and 2, right here, 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 in the Midrash of today's daily song, where it says that the verse from Psalm 136, verse 13, to him who divided the Red Sea in sunder, Le Gozer Yam Sufa Li Gzarim, Li Gzarim, Le Gozer Yam Sufa Li Gzarim. That this right here, this implies that Ha'el alone knows the great wonders that he does, and applies that Ha'el gives sustenance. So the reference here to sustenance is to the previous Midrash on Psalm 89.2. Therefore, Al-Kain, therefore the giving of sustenance is as great a wonder as the miracle at the Yam Suf. It further implies, that even as the world cannot exist without Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim's giving of sustenance, so the world cannot exist without wonders and miracles. Without wonders and miracles, the world cannot exist. Here, 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 Midrash note, here on today's psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Kof, Wow, Mizmor Kof Vav, Psalm 106. It implies further that even as the world, without wonders and miracles, thus we have the P.E., the printed edition, and Makiri. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, quote, as in Ha'el, the true good, the true God's giving of sustenance, it is possible for a man to go out of the world and not have had HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, do wonderful works and great deliverances for him? Is it possible? Is it possible for a man to go out of the world and not have had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, do wonderful works and great deliverances for him? For example, a man is lying on his bed, and not far from him there's a snake. As the man starts to get up, the snake becomes aware of him. But as the man is about to put his feet down, the snake glides away from him. A man does not know how many such wonderful works HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, does for him. Who does know? According to Psalm 72, verse 18, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone doeth wondrous things. Baruch Yahweh Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, Osei Niflot Levado. Blessed Baruch, blessed be Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, he who be, who he be, Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, Elohei Yisrael, Osei Nifloot Levado, who only doeth wondrous things. Osei, he who be, who he be, who be he be the Osei, the doer, Nifloot, of wonders, Levado, Levado, alone, Levado. Lamaze Levado, why alone? Is it conceivable that anyone else would be helping him to do wondrous things? Alone, Levado, Levado. It means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, Ha'elohim, alone, Levado, knows how many wondrous works he does every day. Hence, David said, according to the words of Psalm 40, verse 6, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works that thou, the I, hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us word, to I and I word, toward I and I. Rabot asita ata Yahuwah Elohai Niflotecha Umachshevotecha Eleinu. And of the words continuing, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, to the eye. They cannot be reckoned in order. Ein erok elecha, ein erok elecha. Or another translation, there is none to be compared to thee. Or often translated as, they cannot be reckoned up in order to thee, to the eye. Ein erok elecha. Rav Acha said, we can number neither thy wonderful works that thou, the I, Ata, doest, nor thy thoughts, nor can his glory be precisely reckoned. Consider an analogy of two men, one strong and the other weak. Is it possible for the weak man to recount the glorious deeds of the strong one? No, lo, for he can have no understanding of the glorious deeds of the strong mind. But the strong mind knows his own strength, and he can recount the glorious deeds of another strong mind. Therefore, David asked, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? David asked, Mi yimalel gevrot Yahuwah, who can express the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi yimalel gevrot Yahuwah, who? And David answered, he who can show forth all his praise. Here. In today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Wow. Mizmor Kof Vav. Mizmor Kof Wow. Here. The bass, the second verse. Yashmiya, call Tehilato, or make all his praise to be heard, or translated elsewhere as, who can shew forth all his praise? Yashmiya, Yashmiya, to be heard. Yashmiya, call Tehilato, call all Tehilato his praise, or make all his praise to be heard. Elsewhere translated as, or show forth all his praise. Yashmiya, call Tehilato. who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah. Rav Shemuel Samuel said, men like us, I and I, who are occupied with Torah, to the full extent of our obligation, to the full extent of I and I obligation. And here, Midrash note right here on Rav Shemuel Samuel's answer to the question in today's psalm, Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah, who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Rav Shemuel said, men, mandem like I and I, men like us who are occupied with Torah to the full extent of our obligation. So here, our obligation, the Midrash note right here is to the question, who can utter the mighty acts of Jehovah? Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah. Rav Shemuel replies, the one who makes all his praise to be heard. So Rav Shemuel is said to have responded with the next verse that reads, Yashmiah Kol Tehilato, which reads, the one who makes all his praise, Yashmiah, to be Shama, to be heard, Yashmiah. That is, the one who occupies himself as Rav Shemuel and his companions do, with study and teaching of Torah. The only area of discourse in which the praise of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'el Elohim, is adequately recorded. Through the psalmody of Scripture and the wisdom of Torah, is man capable of appropriately describing Yahuwah, He who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem's mighty acts? A full description of that otherwise is beyond the capacity of unlettered men using their own stumbling words. And here also refer to the Midrash, the study notes on Psalm 19 and 2, reference to Psalm 19 and 2. Here. Who, me, Yimalel, can express, can utter, can praise, me, Yimalel, Gevurot, the mighties, Yahuwah, the mighties of Jehovah. Mi Yimalel Gevrot Yahuwah. Yashmiah called Tehilato. The one who makes all his praise to be heard. Yashmiah called Tehilato.
Jah is in our light, and I be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Mizmor Kufvav, Hallelujah. Hodu Ladonai Kitov. כי לעולם חסדו. מי ימלל גבורות אדוני, ישמיע כל תהילתו. אשרי שומרי משפט, עושה צדקה וכל עת. זוכרני אדוני ברצון עמך, פוקדני בשועתך, לראות בטובת בחיריך, לשמוח בשמחת גויך, להתהלל עם נחלתך. חטאנו עם אבותינו, העבינו, הרשענו. אבותינו במצרים לא השכילו נפלאותיך, לא זכרו את רוב חסדיך, וימרו על ים בים סוף, ויושיעם למען שמו, להודיע את גבורתו. ויגער בים סוף ויחרב, ויוליכם בת תהומות כמדבר, ויושיעם מיד שונא, ויגאלם מיד אויב, ויחסו מים צריהם, אחד מהם לא נותר, ויאמינו בדבריו, ישירו תהילתו, מיהרו שכחו מעשיו, לא חיכו לעצתו, ויתאבו תאווה במדבר, וינסו אל בשימון, וייתן להם שאלתם, וישלח רזון בנפשם, ויקנאו למשה במחנה, לאהרון קדוש אדוני. תפתח ארץ ותבלע דתן, ותכס על עדת אבירם, ותבער אש בעדתם, להבה תלהט רשעים. יעשו עגל בחורב, וישתחוו למסכה, וימירו את כבודם בתבנית שור אוכל עשב. שכחו אל מושיעם, עושה גדולות במצרים, נפלאות בארץ חם, נוראות על ים סוף. ויומר להשמידם, מולי משה וחירו, עמד בפרץ לפניו, להשיב חמתו, להשחית. וימאסו בארץ עמדה, לא האמינו לדברו. וירגנו באוהליהם, לא שמעו בקול אדוני. ויישא ידו להם, להפיל אותם במדבר, ולהפיל זרעם בגויים, ולזרותם בארצות. ויצמדו לבעל פעור, ויאכלו זבחי מתים, ויכעיסו במעלליהם, ותפרוץ בם מגפה. ויעמוד פנחס, ויפלל, ותעצר המגפה, ותחשב לו לצדקה, לדור ודור עד עולם. ויקציפו על מי מריבה, וירע למשה בעבורם, כי המרו את רוחו, ויבטא בשפתיו. לא השמידו את העמים אשר אמר אדוני להם, ויתערבו בגויים, וילמדו מעשיהם, ויעבדו את עצביהם, ויהיו להם למוקש, ויזבחו את בניהם ואת בנותיהם לשדים, וישפכו דם נקי, דם ביניהם ובנותיהם אשר זבחו לעצבי חנען, ותחנף הארץ בדמים. ויטמעו במעשיהם, ויזנו במעלליהם. וייחר אף אדוני בעמו, ויתעב את נחלתו. ויתנם ביד גויים, וימשלו בהם שונאיהם. וילחצום אויביהם, ויקנעו תחת ידם. בעמים רבות יצילם, והם ימרו בעצתם, וימוקו בעוונם. ויר בצר להם, בשומעו את רינתם, ויזכור להם בריתו, וינחם כרוב חסדיו, וייתן אותם לרחמים לפני כל שוביהם. הושיענו אדוני אלוהינו, וקבצנו מן הגויים, להודות לשם קודשך, להשתבח בתהילתך. ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל, מן העולם ועד העולם, ואמר כל העם, אמן, הללויה.
שבת שלום, שבת שלום,
שבת שלום, שבת שלום. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no read up your Bible.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one? And who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life, and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years, for blessing. For you are a generous God, who bestows goodness, and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsels and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In
amen.
Your Torah.
In your
amen.
Torah.
In
amen.
Your Torah.
In your amen. Torah.
Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the supreme being, Rastafari, the anointed one. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up, trust in the Father. For the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Abba Yerushalayim. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said: Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, Echad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, we be, our Elohim, He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Echad hu Eloheinu Gadol, Adonenu Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Doni I. Holy Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, holy and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu Layawa, Iti Ua Ne. Romimashimom, Yachadau, magnify he who be, we be, with me, Kadlu la Yahuwah, iti, and let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romimashimom, Yachadau, Yachadau, Yachadau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, Lika Yahuwah, thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahuwah, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Arosh, as Aras, over all. Exalt ye, Yah, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahuwah Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahuwah Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahuwah Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla, amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh, Yahuwah, returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amor Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amor, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amor, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following barakah, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein HaTorah, who givest the Torah, who givest the Torah, the law, 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 givest the Torah, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak.
Leolam vaye. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Joy by my light, and I be a testament to the light that shines through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you not read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean, 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 shall she be
unclean. And the Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, spake to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean. Here we have Leviticus chapter 12, a holy, an Isla set apart, true good, true God, and a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Second item here, the law of motherhood, rephrase, the Torah, direction, instruction of the mothership of the matrix. Vayidaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor, and Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Daber illa b'nei Israel leimor, speak to the b'nei, the sons, the children of Israel leimor, saying, Isha ki tazria, if or when, Isha a woman, Isha a woman ki, if when tazria, if when a woman have conceived see, with yalda zakar, with yalda Zakar, and born a Zakar, a male, a man child. With Yalda Zakar, with Tama'a Shiba'ata Yamin. Then she shall be unclean 7 days. Ki me nidata dota. T According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean. And, verse 3, and in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and she shall then continue in the blood, hadam, of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed set apart thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, a woman child, a female, Nikeva, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks as in her separation, and she shall continue in Hadam, the blood of her purifying, 66 days, 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon, yona, or a turtle dove for a chatat, a sin offering, to the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priest, who shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh, and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction for her that have borne a male or a female, a zakar or nekeba. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering, an orla, and the other for a chatat, a sin, black offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference. Here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh, like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim the priest. And HaKohen the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the 7th day, and he nay, behold, no, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
I say, what happened to your skirts and blouse?
Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference here. Third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim, the priest. And HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the 7th day, and he nay, behold, no, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more. And here, at this sixth verse, we have the second aliyah, the second anaphora or aliyah here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, Tazria, for the Shabbat, Tazria, the sheni, wira hakohen oto bayoma hashid beiya shenit wihine keha ha nega wilo fasa ha nega beora wikiya haro waha kohena nisa pachat he wikiya beis be gadayo wikahera hera hera.
And the priest shall look on him again the 7th day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin,
the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean, and be clean, and be clean, and be clean.
Here for the second Aliyah, Aliyah Sheni, picking up at verse 6, Leviticus 13 and 6, the Sheni. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him again the seventh day, and hine, look, see, here it is, neho, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, for his cleansing, he shall be seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, again. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, see that he nay, look, sight, here it is, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. And HaKohen shall see him, and he nay, look, sight, here it is, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, looketh, then HaKohen shall consider, and he nay, look, sight, neho, here it is. If the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed to white, he shall come to HaKohen, and HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see him, and he may look, see, here it is, in that hole. If the plague be turned into white, then HaKohen shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. And here we're at the third Aliyah for Shabbat Azriah, the Shalishi, third Aliyah, picking up with verse 18. O Basar, Kia Yihye, Bo Be'oro, Shechina We Nirapa, Ba, Ba, Ba.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, 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 and is healed.
Picking up here at verse 18 for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Leviticus 13, verse 18. The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, And in the place of the boil, there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white, or somewhat reddish, and it be shewed to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. And if when the Kohen seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the Kohen look on it, and here it is, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, 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 clean.
Unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. Priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider. And behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed unto white, he shall come unto the priest. And the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed. And in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. And if when the priest seeth that, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And here the fourth Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. Here we're at Rib'i, the fourth Aliyah for Shabbat Tazria. Here picking up with verse 24. O Basar, ki yihye be oro, mika rata eish, we hayta michyat, ha mikawa, ha mikwa, mikva, pa hereta le bana, Adam demet, o le bana.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest.
Picking up right here, verse 24. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a labana, white, bright spot, somewhat reddish, Adam Demet, somewhat reddish, or Labana, or white. Then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look upon it, and Inaho, Hine, look, see, here it is. If the here in the bright spot be turned white and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, look on it, and he may look sight, and that whole, behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut him up 7 days, and HaKohen shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean. For it is an inflammation of the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning, the burning. And here we are at the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi, the fifth aliyah for Shabbat Tazriah. Ve'ish o isha ki yihyeh bo naga, naga. Be rosh o be zadin 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 zadin.
If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard, head or the beard.
Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, verse 29. If a man or a woman with ish or Isha have a plague upon the head or beard. Kia yihye boa naga naga. Be rosh o be zakan. Then HaKohen, the priest, shall see the plague, the naga, 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 naga. And he may look, see, behold, here it is. If it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow or blonde, a yellow thin hair, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him unclean, 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 unclean.
And behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin
a
hair,
yellow thin
a hair,
yellow
thin
a
hair,
yellow
thin
hair,
yellow thin hair, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or the beard, upon the head or 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 beard.
It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the rosh, the head, or zakan, beard. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, look on the naga, the plague of the skull, and he nay, look, see, here it is, and oh, behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall shut up him that hath the nega, the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the nega, the nega, the plague, and he nay look sight. Here it is, and oh, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow or blonde hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall he not shave. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, HaKohen, the priest, shall look on the skull, and he may, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look on him, and he may look, see, here it is. And now, oh, if the skull be spread in the skin, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall not seek for a yellow hair, for a blonde hair. He is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black here grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look, and he may look, see, here it is. If the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean, 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 clean,
clean. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Chaburim, we're at the sixth. Here we're at the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah for this Shabbat Tazrias.
And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet is he clean, yet is he clean, yet is he clean, yet is he clean, yet is he clean.
Ve'ishakia yiyamareta roshoa kereachu. Ahor hu. Here for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah, here at verse 40. And the man whose hair is fallen off, Rosho, his ras, his head, he is bald, yet is he clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of Rosho, Rasu, his head, toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald forehead, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look upon it, and he may look, see, here it is. And that, oh, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His nega, his plague, is in his head, in his rosh, in his ras. And the leper in whom the nega, plague is. His clothes shall be rent, ripped, and rosho, his ras, his head, bare. And he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, 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 unclean. All the days wherein the nega, the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the nega, plague of leprosy, is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the nega, the plague, be greenish or reddish in the garment or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a nega, plague of leprosy, and shall be shewed to HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest. And HaKohen shall look upon the nega, the plague, and shut up it that hath the nega, the plague, 7 days. And he shall look on the nega on the seventh day, and if the nega, the plague, be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in a skin or in any work that is made of skin, the nega, the plague, is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen or in anything of skin wherein the nega, the plague, is. For it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look, and hine, look, see, here it is, in the hole, the nega, the plague, be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, then HaKohen shall command that they wash the thing wherein the nega, plague, is, and he shall shut it up 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days,
7 days. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here we are at the seventh Aliyah for Shabbat HaZriah. Here we're at the Shabbi'i, verse 55.
And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without, or without, or without, or without, or without, or without, or
without. With Ra'ah HaKohen Acharei Hu Kadesa Et HaNega Hine Lo HaFak HaNega Et Aino We HaNega Lo HaFasa Amehu Ba Esha Tisare Feinu Fahatata Hia De Kare Hato O de Gabajato. Here at the seventh, and the priest shall look on Hanega, on the nega, on the plague. After that, it is washed, and hine, whoop, hine. Look, see, here it is. If Hanega, if the nega, if the plague have not changed his color, and Hanega, and the nega be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the ash, the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be beer within or without. And if the priest, Hakohen, look, and he may see, sight, here it is, Neho, Hanega, the Nega, the plague, be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend, rip it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. Here we have the Musar. The Musar, the additional for this Torah portion, Shabbat Tazria. Ve'ima Tera'ah. Ve'im Tera'ah, here we have the Musaf. Ve'ima Tera'ah. Oda ba negeda o bashetia o ba ereb. O bekola kliya ora porahata hiya ba'esh tisa refenu aeta asha bo ha nega. Here at verse 57 for the Musaf. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a spreading nega, plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein hanega, the nega, is, the plague is, with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law HaTorah. This is the direction, the instruction of Hanega, the Nega, the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. And here, Chaverim, that fulfills the Torah reading for this 27th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, Tazria, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Densu, Kabur Lehailu, glory to the Word, glory to the Son, glory to the Power, Kabur Labinu, Lemelkenu, glory be to my Father, I and I King, Abuna Ngusina, Abatachin, Ngusachin, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in name of Getachin, Jesus Christos. Amen. for this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double course. Sabbatical study, this Ionai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat for this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Yemen, bless thy people and see thine inheritance, see them and lift them up also, forevermore.
Listen up, Babylon, them of them one, barbarities and them idol god. Shut the gates for youth and treat the girls them like wrong, pretending to be when them not me know them heart. Clap the world, get to you, stay in the pub. When they tell me get to you, it's about the heritage where them up.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam, shalom, salam, salam. This Torah portion reading, feeding here, we have the 28th reading from HaTorah, which are directions, instructions, and it's called in the Hebrew, Masoretic, the Mitzorah, more properly in the royal Amharic here, Lemtz'amu. Previously we had called it the Mem'atut, and focusing on the day of cleansing. So Mitzorah, Lemtz'amu. We've updated that within the chart as well. Slika, Yikitane, you know, but as we are growing in grace and that knowledge, just to make that very clear right here for the Aliyah, for the Anaphora, right, for the word, sound, and power for this Torah portion reading and feeding, the 28th in Ionai yearly cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat HaMitzorah, the Sabbath of the leper, also known as Shabbat Shalom. So here the 28th reading from the Torah Mitzorah. The word means leper, HaMitzorah, the leper, Lemtz'amu, the one that is in the natural type skin disease. So we connect that with the Lashon Hara'a, right, with the speaker of evil speaker, gossip, rumor, tale bearing, which diseases the community. Now, the word, it appears in the second verse of the reading for this parasha, which says, this shall be the law, the Torah, of HaMitzorah in the day of his cleansing. Be'mitzatu. And here in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. So Leviticus 14, it basically spells out the complex purification rites and ritual for the cleansing of a mitzorah, a leper, a motzira'a, and a leprous home, a leprous house, a leprous bait. Now, Leviticus chapter 15, it briefly covers the Torot, or the laws, direction, instructions regarding ritual unfitness that stems from bodily emissions or issues, Now, except in biblical calendar leap years, and we're in the leap years here, Mitzorah is usually read together with the previous Torah portion, Tazaria, on the same Shabbat, to read. And the reasoning, what's the reason for the season, Chabarim? So here, to ride up with this Torah portion, Sabbath, Shalom. So here, picking up the Hebrew first words, and first word here, Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
He who be, we be, the One. So here, picking up with the Kaf Chet, the 28th, reading and feeding, the manna for this Shabbat here, picking up with the third book of Moshe, Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus chapter 14, chapter XIV, the Yod Dalet chapter. Why daber Yahweh? Why daber Yahweh el Moshe leimur? Zota tihye Torah hamitzora biyom taharato wehuba el hakohen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, to the priest, to the priest, to the priest.
Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 14. A holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Fourth item right here. HaTorah, the Ori, the direction, instructions of Lentzamu, of the Mitzora, of the leper's cleansing. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, Why daberi Yahweh, why daber Yahweh la Moshe leimor, this zot tihye, this shall be zot, this she, this tihye, this shall be Torah, Torah, this shall be the law, the direction, the instruction, the Torah taha mitzorah, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, biyom taharato. He shall be brought to the priest, wehuba el hakohen. And HaKohen and the Kohen, the priest, shall go forth out of the camp. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look and hine and look in sight. Here it is. If HaNega, if the plague, if the Nega, if the plague, if the plague of leprosy, of tzara'at, of skin disease, be healed in HaMitzorah, in the leper, then shall HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water, water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood hadam of the bird that was killed over the running water, over the living water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the tzara'at, from the lems deway, skin disease, leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open fields. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, rosho, his ras, and his beard, and his eyebrows. Even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day, he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3 tenth deals of fine flour for a meal, mincha offering, mingled with oil, and 1 log of oil. And on Yom HaShemini, the 8th day, he shall take 2 he male lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe female lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3 tenths deals of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, shemen, and 1 log of oil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest that maketh him clean, shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those thanks, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of congregation of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take 1 he lamb, male lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, an asham, guilt offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here at verse 13, Chaburim, we have the Sheni, Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, for the Sabbath of the leper, the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 13.
And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy.
With shachat et ha-kebetz biya mekom asha yishachat et ha-chat'at ואת העולה ביה מקום הקודש כי כחטאת האשם הוא לכהן הקודש הקודשים הוא. Here for the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, Shabbat HaMitzorah, verse 13. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the chata'at, and the burnt offering, the olah, in the holy place. For as the sin offering, the chata'at, is HaKohen, is the priest, the Kohen, so is the trespass, the asham, the guilt offering. It is most holy. It is Kodesh, Kodashi, Kodashi, Kodashi. Verse 13, and HaKohen, verse 14, and the priest shall take some of the blood hadam of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and HaKohen, the priest, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall dip his right finger in the shemen, in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil, the shemen, with his finger 7 times, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh. And of the rest of the shemen, HaShemen, the oil that is in his hand, shall HaKohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and and upon the toe of the great toe of his right foot, upon Ha Dam, the blood of the trespass offering, the Asham, the guilt offering, and the remnant of Hashemin, the oil that is in Ha Kohen's yad, in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the Rosh, the Ras, the head of him that is to be cleansed. And Ha Kohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall make an atonement, Kaper, for him, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and HaKohen shall offer the sin offering, the Chata'at, and make a kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward he shall kill the Ola, the burnt offering, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall offer the Ola, the burnt offering, and the Mincha, the meal offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make a kapir, an atonement for him, and he shall be clean, 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 clean.
Yes, 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 yes. Here for the first part of this double portion right here. We already got into two. Here we're into the second part for HaMetzorah. Tune in, tune in, tune in. Full of foe. What's the connection of leprosy and evil speech? Is there a connection? That skin covering. But anyway, right here, Shavua Tov, a good strong seven right here, coming up to the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called. And I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. people who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Calling, tune in. Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Foundation here on the air from First Day Service. Fulfillment of this double portion. Shabua Tov. Malcolm, who would bless it first day? Yes, I.